It's always like to have Liam looming down on you.
Yeah, that's what she sees.
I don't know. I'll be seeing it from behind, though, won't I? Let me turn around.
Yeah, I can't help you with that. Can't help you.
Okay. Yep. Now, Mitchell, you move your camera so that you're looking up at me. Let's be honest. If this was a free sim, you'd be the one getting spit roasted.
1, 2, 3. Let's go.
Wait, what? Podcast. Well, there's a knock at the door, and I open it, and there's this cute little Girl Scout. Oh, she was so adorable with the little pigtails and all. And she says to me, how would you like to buy some cookies? And I said, well, what kind do you have? Oh, she had Thin Mints, a graham crack crunchy things, raisin oatmeal. And I said, we'll take a graham crunch. How much will that be? And she looks at me and she says, I need about 3 fitty. Well, it was about that time that I noticed that Girl Scout was about 8 stories tall and a crustacean from the Paleozoic era. I said, God damn it, monster, get off my lawn. I ain't giving you no 3 fitty. He said, how about 2 fitty? I said, oh, no, there's only 2 fitty. What, is there a sale on Loch Ness Munchies or something? I'm David.
I'm Mitchell.
It's good, but it's not quite good as last week's. I'm sorry, but it's now. Nowhere near as good as last week's. Last week's one was great.
Last week's was basically a promo for the podcast.
Pretty much, yeah.
The AI was bollocks. It was talking about how we'd make people go, wait, what? Which we intended to do, but that hasn't happened in ages.
I feel like they do. It's mainly just because, wait, what are they talking about? Why are we listening to this? What are we doing here?
When they're listening to me try and read.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
How old is this person? Yeah.
Wait, what did this guy say?
Yeah. Well, if you didn't know,
he is not edumacated.
That was Chef's dad from South Park talking about how he met the Loch Ness Monster one of the times. And Chef is kind of related to what we're talking about. He was a musician, and he did have an episode where he had a song that was original that was taken by Alanis Morissette. And then he was thrown in prison because he tried to get money for it. And that's my tenuous link to what we're doing today. It's a music episode. And let us know what you think of our music episodes by going on to our socials. At Wait What Pod Trio on the... Ugh, X. And we have a YouTube channel, Liam.
Wait What Podcast. All but one is out, I believe. I think we're only one behind. I think. I don't know. We're doing this early. I don't know what's going on.
Early, what, like half hour?
No, a day. It's a whole 25 hours early. So, like, I'm a little bit confused right now.
That's a good point. I've neglected to remember what day it is today.
God damn life.
Yeah.
Son of an early recording. Bitch.
Only by day though. But anyway, yes. We're doing a classic top five list where we all come up with our own individual top fives. And this time the topic is top five cover songs that we think are better than the original. If you remember, for a long time, like fans of the Wait What podcast, God bless you.
Fans is a strong word.
All right, hostages, well wishes, whatever. You may remember that we used to do a music episode like every month where we said what artist or band had the best song. And in that criteria, we actually said there will be no covers. So here we are. We're now talking about covers.
Oh, that was a treacherous time.
I'd love to bring that up at any point. It was a good time.
You know what? I'll be honest. To start off with, up until about
H.
I was going to say like L. I think about L on M.
After D, it was... Yeah, it's gone.
In fairness, some of our most listened to episodes. like some of the, like every now and then, if you go through like
it is not our most listened to it for some unknown reason. One of the most listed episode. I think people think we had Jimmy Carr and Joe Rogan here. Yeah, I don't know if we did. Listen, if they did, you really think we'd worry about anything? We'd be if we had Joe Rogan, money. Simple as that. Cancelled, but money.
Yes. So, as we were saying, so top five lists, Mitchell, Liam, and myself all have drafted up our lists. We will go through one by one what we have in what position. There may be some overlapping. There may be some argument and dismay over someone's picks, Mitchell. When we've done this before.
Us argue? Never.
Yeah.
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid what?
I'm calling it now. Four out of the five selections for Mitch are 90s boy bands. I'm calling it now.
Or a cartoon character of some kind.
me and Dave have made a sidebar that we reckon that Bob the Builder's
Bob the Builder!
Pop up. I am not knobbing any builders, thank you.
It's not the only one is a big fish, little fish.
Okay, well.
Ah, God.
Without further ado, should I start?
Yeah.
You've got the reins.
Okay, cool. So
you've got the Romans.
My number five in our top five list of cover songs that are better than the original. This might be high on some other people's list, but it's quite low on mine. My number five is Valerie by Mark Ronson and Amy Winehouse.
It's not a bad shout. I was going to put that in.
No, my list.
The original is by the Zootons, who were a short-lived like Liverpool indie band from the mid-2000s.
A lot slower too, wasn't it? It's a lot slower, that. Slower.
Yeah, it hasn't quite got like an beat tempo that Mark Ronson would eventually
get. Mark Ronson got hold of it, didn't he? And he put a rocket up his ass, basically.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he gave an upbeat tempo, added some trombones. And obviously Amy Winehouse. And gave Amy Winehouse the vocals, which was probably a better decision. I quite like the Zootons version, though, so that's why it's quite low down on my list.
Is this why you is this why you changed your mind?
I said to the other guys that you had to not like the original, but then from doing this list, I realized I like quite a lot of the songs.
I made the argument. I said to him, I was like,
see,
"Are we
change the song?"
Yeah, I was like, "We can't on the song."
I never got told that change. I nearly changed the song.
I did put
the message in earlier, and you have replied since. So you either weren't paying attention, or
I was doing adult.
If you want to change.
Adult things.
Not that kind of adult things.
If you want to quickly change your list, that's probably why I went first.
Go next.
My list is fine.
Yes.
You just made the list.
The criteria I did emphasize was, though, that your number one and two should be the songs that of the original that you like the least. So, it should be that kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully that is clear. All right. So yeah, that was my number five. Mark Ronson does a good job with Valerie. As I said, it definitely was a bigger hit under him and Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, it's more well known, isn't it? When you say Valerie, they think of that version instantly.
Exactly. And the Zootons still get the money for it. So, good on them.
Royalties.
Okay. Liam?
Oh, I'll go next. My first one was, I didn't even realize it was a cover. A lot of these, I thought, is that a cover? The only one I know which is a cover is my number one, is my favorite one. Yeah. Dave probably knows what it is. I said it the other day, but that's my number one. But my number five is, that's actually not in there. That's a good point. But that version sucks. Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
Ah, yes.
Gloria Jones, I believe, was was the girlfriend of someone. I saw it, but I forgot to write it down.
Another jazz singer.
Yeah.
Funny enough, that's my number five as well.
Really?
You both.
It's a great song. Let's be honest. Tainted Love. I've heard the other version, and it's doo-doo.
Gloria Jones' version is basically the same, but just sung by a woman.
I don't know. I like the Gloria Jones version. Like, she's got the... It's
Tainted Love isn't sung by a woman?
Yeah. So the original is.
What? I'm saying, what, Soft Cell's version wasn't a woman?
No, no. Soft Cell was a man.
Oh God damn. I didn't know that. I'll be serious. I didn't know that. It's like I didn't know until recently that in Teenage Dirtbag, it wasn't a woman. It was him.
Yeah, I knew
he
that.
Just takes in a really big, deep breath and then does it. Some bitch.
Yeah. But no, I quite like the original Tainted Love. It's got like that nice little bounce to it kind of thing.
It's just not as good. I wasn't going to shit on it, but because for Soft Cell's Tainted Love to do well, you need the first version.
Oh, yeah. And like, I agree the Soft Cell version is probably superior just because it gives it like an 80s kind of.
That simp. Is it simp? Is that right? Is it the simp noise in the background? Yeah.
And then it was covered again.
Who did it again?
Marilyn Manson.
Oh, yeah. I have heard that. It's a lot. Yeah. He slows it down a little bit as well.
He does, yes.
That's a weird dude, man. that's a weird. He's weird. Do you remember the rumor about Marilyn Manson?
About his rib.
The rib.
He had his ribs taken out so he can give himself the old flesh.
Well, each to their own. I wouldn't go through such an extensive surgery to do that myself, but if he wants to, fair enough. Have either of you got any Marilyn Manson covers in your list?
I have not.
No.
Good, then I'll just say that he did a cover of Personal Jesus
Yes, as well. He did.
Which is probably his best song, but is also not as good as the original.
I like Beautiful People.
Yeah, Beautiful People, fight song.
Beautiful People mainly because it's
SmackDown.
Raw. Yeah. Oh, SmackDown. But it was a good song. That's what introduced me to it. It's a Beautiful People. Mm. The Beautiful People. Yeah, it was cool, man.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's where my Marilyn Manson knowledge ends. Weird guy. Yeah. Suck his own dick, Beautiful People. That's all.
I remember him being in the Family Guy episode where he didn't voice himself, but Peter had the thing about that. Obviously, that they think he's corrupting Chris. He's just like, yeah, it's all him or her's fault. Who does he or she think that he or is? Look, you can see his or her nipples. That's disgusting, maybe. It's like, I'm going to go down there and give him or her a piece of my mind or penis. all right, so Tainted Love, Soft Cell for both of you, number 5.
Yeah.
That's a decent song.
Solid foundations, I believe. Solid foundations to build on.
All right, cool. So then I'll go on to my number 4. My number 4 is Lady Marmalade from the Moulin Rouge soundtrack that was done by Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Maya, and Pink, and was produced by Missy Elliott.
It's a lot of famous names you said there. A lot of big singers. A lot of big female singers.
It's a very good song.
Yeah.
Of course you like it, Mitch. Of course Mitch likes it. I can just imagine him.
The LaBelle version is good. But then when you add in Christina Aguilera, like I said. And
that's a voice. Right. That's a voice as well. Yeah. It's Christina Aguilera.
I just said him. Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim.
Pink.
That's everyone.
Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott was the one that produced it, but she appears at the end as well.
She does the ad-libs.
Yeah. I mean, like, obviously, it is Voulou Vous Coucher avec moi. C'est soir. just call me a bastard, didn't you?
Just call me a bastard.
Yes. Yes, and obviously, as a young man growing up at the time, Moulin Rouge would have been out, what, about 2002, 2003?
Would have been about 11 or 12.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Come on,
that's all I have to say. Even Pink looked great.
Yeah.
And that's not a diss on Pink. That's just saying
that's
not a diss on Pink. That's just saying that she doesn't often dress herself up like that.
No, because you look at that, and then you look at that video, and then the video of what was the other one? Like a Pill. Compare them two, Is it Party Started? Is that what it's actually called? Is that the name of the song?
No, there are two different songs, but yes,
like I know there were two different songs. There. Is it called Party? Getting the Party Started. Yeah, I don't do song. I'm not very good.
No, I'm coming. that was so Borat what you just done. That was in my country. There we go, crazy.
It's not so much. Maybe we should, the next time we do some sort of like tier list or anything, one of them's got, it's got to be like, it's different pictures of Borat. Nice. And just, not so much.
Tier list. Just a tier list of the pictures.
Yeah. Just Borat.
Yes.
Borat.
Yeah. Liam? I remember there's also, I remember there's also a rap that they added into the Moulin Rouge version. I don't quite remember it as well, so that's probably why it was quite low down on my list. Anyway, yes, Liam, number four.
My one was, I was surprised this one was a cover. So number four was Red Red Wine.
For fuck's sake, can you stop picking my songs?
Is that your number four as well?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Did you both look at the same list?
No, Mitch, when I go, five for five,
go for it.
I bet we don't go five for five. Apparently, so Neil Diamond.
My number one won't be your number one.
Yeah, my number one's definitely not your number one.
Okay, cool. So
Neil Diamond for you.
Did the original.
Yeah,
apparently so. Apparently I'm so. I'm
not a massive fan
of
Neil Diamond.
Neither am I.
Not so much.
I'll be honest, I'm not even that. Not so much. I'm not that much of a fan of UB40 either. It's just a couple of songs. I think it's Kingston Town and Red Red Wine is where my knowledge ends.
Kingston Town.
They did Rat in Me Kitchen. Yeah, they did. Kingston Town is UB40.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. No, I'm thinking about Baby I Love. I'm thinking about Baby I Know Your Way.
Ooh, Baby I Know Your Way.
Yeah, that wasn't UB40.
Was that just Ali Campbell?
What? No, that was
Baby I Love Your Way.
Yeah, it's just a one-hit wonder.
Oh, I get confused because it's a white dude and that voice.
Of course, it's cod reggae.
It's just, it throws me off. I'm just like, oh,
Big Mountain. That's it. That's what it does.
Big Mountain.
That's a white dude.
Yeah,
and they got their name because of the Dole Book.
I did. UB40.
UB40 did. Yeah.
Yep. Red Red Wine. It's a white man song. Let's be honest. It comes in a white parties. I'm sorry, but it's true. It's white people having a party. That's when Jonathan Ross is having a party. When Jonathan Ross is having a party. Oh, play the music. Bit of UB40, some wed wine.
Follow that with some Westlife.
Word of our own.
I'd love to hear him sing that. But I'm not a massive fan of UB40, but I was looking at all the covers that they had on like the playlist and stuff, and I listened to the Neil Diamond version. And it's just not that good, and I think it's something to do with the sound that UB40 had. It's not necessarily my jam, if you will, if this is the right way. But Neil Diamond sucks.
I know Neil Diamond's very popular over in the States. We kind of like have usurped his song Sweet Caroline, and now it has become like a kind of like another.
It's a football. Like, it's basically like it's a football song as well.
Well, yeah.
It's a football song. It's a sports song. It's a sports song because they sung it when the NFL was at Wembley a couple of weeks ago. They were literally in the middle of a play. The commentator was trying to talk, but you couldn't hear him because all you could hear was Sweet Caroline in the background. Good times.
And I think a lot of people would be hard pressed to name another hit by Neil Diamond other than Sweet Caroline. So
yeah, I couldn't tell
UK
you.
Anyway,
I didn't even know Red Red Wine was one of his hits to start off with.
I didn't.
We're educating the people. It's what we did last time we did a music episode. We're here to educate the people.
Edumacate the people.
Edumacate them with information they didn't even fucking want. I just realised I've got a brush behind my head and it looks like I've got a fucking growth. Look.
Oh, yeah.
It's gone.
Ah, well, Mitchell's had an easy ride these last two.
Hey, fucking hell. Why don't you get him to do his third?
All right.
Do you want me to do my third?
I swear to God, Mitch, if you say this song, I swear to fucking God.
The Clash, I Fought the Law.
Oh, no, it's not that one. We're good. Who sang the original?
The Crickets.
Yeah.
What? Buddy Holly?
No, just the Crickets, not Buddy Holly. When they were separated.
I was going to say, so after Buddy Holly died, and then the on and said, did I
think? Think so? Yeah, I think there's, when was this? I actually got the date as well for this.
The Crickets minus Buddy Holly.
1960, so it's the year after.
It was the year after. Yeah. You know about Buddy Holly and Big Bopper and Richie Valley.
I know about the airplane.
Yeah, I know you. I know you do, Mitch. I'm just asking Liam mainly.
I'm not stupid. I've seen Young Ones.
You know, when, stupid. You know, the music died.
That's what they said.
The music died a long time ago. Yes. Yes.
But yeah, I like the Clash song.
Yeah. I fought the law and the law won.
Now just I'm the very... innocent. I fought the law and the law won. Now just the really innocent.
I don't really know much about the Clash, to be honest. I don't really know many songs off the top of my head. My dad would be pissed because he loves that sort of shit.
I'm
but
pretty
for
sure
me,
they're like
just...
a 70s, 80s pop punk band. You would call them pop punk now.
They did London Calling, didn't they? They did London Calling, didn't they?
Yeah.
They would hate you calling them pop punk though.
No, they would fucking
hate Green Day hate getting called pop punk. And they are pop punk.
But they're not pop punk though.
They came out around the same time as the Sex Pistols, and in my opinion, were the ones that were actual like musicians in punk. They did London Calling, they did Rock the Casbah, which is another famous song.
I fucking love that song, and it's funny as well because that's one of my favorite songs. I just never forget who sings it.
And Should I Stay or Should I Go? Well, yeah.
Oh, so, see, I told you, I'm not very good. I know songs. I'm not very good at remembering who's the artist, but it's funny because they play London Calling at West Ham as well. That's how I remember it all the time.
No.
London, to the far away town. No war is declared and battle come down.
Mm-hmm. Hurrah.
All right. My number three is Emotion by Destiny's Child.
The original was by
Samantha Sang and the Bee Gees.
Wait, I know this. I think I know that song actually.
And the world is broken heart, it's just emotions bringing us over.
That's what I was thinking when I heard that song, when you said that.
Yeah. There's a song that was produced by the Bee Gees, like they wrote it and everything, but they didn't release it themselves. They gave it to Barry Gibb, I think, gave it to an Australian singer called Samantha Sang. And he recorded the melody and the vocals in the background. It became a big hit for her.
Didn't they release a version of it themselves anyway?
I think they eventually. Yeah, eventually the Bee Gees covered their own cover and done it. But basically, my thinking for this one is that Destiny's Child covered it. Beyonce is better than anything that to do with Barry Gibb or Samantha Sang. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it kind of does. It does kind of sound like I've just quickly spun through it. And yeah, it does. It sounds like a Destiny's Child song, to be fair, or a Beyonce song.
Destiny's Child were great. I mean, I watched earlier their Live 8 performance in Philadelphia. And Beyonce is obviously fantastic live. And then you got still like Michelle Williams and Kelly Rowland next.
They're great lip syncing, ain't they?
They weren't lip syncing. Cut lip sync a live performance at Live 8. It's for charity.
Wow.
Yeah, no,
Beyonce's mic was turned on. The other ones
Beyonce needs a lip sync. Kelly Rowland had a respectable career in her own right.
Beyonce was lip syncing. I said her mic was the only one turned on.
All right. I said Kelly Rowland had a career. She did that song with Nelly.
She also did a song with David Guetta.
There you go. That's a good song. Love Takes Over, innit? That's a good song. But yeah, obviously, my thinking is if Beyonce is going to cover anything, the majority of the time it's going to be better than the original.
Hmm.
Out of the three of us, I'm Beyonce, always.
I'm Kelly.
For sure.
Sorry. You both haven't seen The Office.
I have seen The Office.
Yeah.
But you're not Beyonce.
Always.
Yeah.
Can I at least be Kelly?
I would prefer to not be a woman, personally.
Dave, you can be Beyonce, I'll be Kelly.
Cool.
They get too much shit. for just doing stuff. So I'd rather not, thank you.
I'd rather not be a woman. They get too much shit.
Just for doing stuff. So no, thank you.
It's true. It's true. You give them shit for doing stuff as well.
Well, what do I do?
They play football, you give them shit.
Play football, you give them shit. There you go. Listen, boom.
There's one in particular I just hate. Okay, I just can't.
Leave that for either.
Right. Number three.
Number three. Number three is, it's, I don't know if this one counts or not. So I've put it in, and if it don't count, it can be an honourable mention. Is Walk This Way by Run DMC. I know it has Aerosmith in it, but I don't know if it counts. Because every time you put a cover song, it keeps coming up.
Because it was covered by... There was obviously Aerosmith covering themselves in a way, is what you're
saying. Sugar Babes and Atomic Kitten covered it, didn't they?
If you said that, if you said Sugar Babes,
I'm not. Yeah, but that's fucking shit.
Was it Girls Aloud?
It might have been Girls Aloud. Yeah,
I'm not a 13-year-old girl, so I'm not going to say that one. So no, I'm sticking by it because it was in every fucking playlist I looked in. So I'm standing by it. I don't care if it's a cover of themselves. I'm standing by it. Do you know why? Because I make the fucking rules.
Yeah, no, you can stand by that.
Exactly. I'll just record it later on and just splice my voice over the top of it.
Mitchell said one of the best 80s action movies was E.T.
Yeah.
So you can say Run DMC's cover of Walk This Way with Aerosmith is better
weird
than
that I prefer
the original
that,
version.
Is it weird that I prefer that version? No. The version's better. I mean, for charity?
Run DMC and Aerosmith.
Yeah, didn't they do it on like a charity thing?
No.
Or does it just get performed on the charity things a lot?
It just got like performed on that charity thing. But
I feel like I've seen it on like a charity thing. That's how I saw the video. Because the videos were, I like the video, it was pretty cool.
No, I believe the record labels wanted them to collab on something. And
of course they did.
And yeah.
Run DMC and Aerosmith at that time, huge.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Clash of the Worlds, mate. Bosh.
Okay.
I'm assuming Mitch doesn't have the net. His number, his one is the same as mine. Definitely.
What,
not.
Number two?
Yeah, number dose.
I can tell you, and then you can let me know.
Hit me.
My number two is Proud Mary, Tina Turner.
Definitely not.
No, I don't know that song.
I know it.
Proud Mary, keep on turning. Is it? Proud Mary.
It will keep on turning.
Rolling on the river.
I didn't know that was called Proud Mary.
Neither did I. I didn't know. And I was like, what is this? I was like, I heard this. I honestly thought it was called Rolling on the River. That's what it was called, but it's not.
The original was Creedence Clearwater.
Oh, really? The same people did Bad Moon Rising.
Yeah. That's a fucking name, that is. That's a fucking name.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never heard that before, but that's a fucking name, mate.
CCR.
That's not as good as ZZ Top.
CCR.
We are ZZ Top. No, we are the modern day ZZ Top.
Yep.
Sure, go crazy for a chartreuse man. What was the primary? Oh, Tina Turner. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it's a great song.
It's Tina Turner.
We all know it. As soon as you started saying the lyrics, we all knew what it was straight away.
All you have to say is rolling on a river.
It also reminds me of Fresh Prince when Aunt Viv starts singing it in the morning.
Oh yeah.
See, I would have said Miss Congeniality 2.
I love that.
Yeah, of course you would have said Miss Congeniality 2 because you're a 13-year-old girl.
I said Tina Turner definitely put her own stamp on that song with like it
started. Oh, I definitely think she did.
That was with Ike as well.
I can't imagine Creep CCR like starting it like all slow and stuff and adding the
call them CCR because they're close personal friends.
No, it's just better than saying Creedence Clearwater Revival every time.
No, it sounds cool, man. It sounds cool.
CCR. Someone performed CPR. I feel the bad moon rising. That CCR looks like we're in for nasty weather.
Oh my God, you saved a life. Thank God you know CPR. What the hell is CPR?
all the quotes.
All the quotes. All right. Yeah. My number two.
My number two. This one, I mean, all mine have been different, but my number two is very different. I think only Mitchell will know this one. My number two is Dreams by The Corrs.
Yeah, I'm
the,
lost.
The original by Fleetwood Mac.
Wait, the one... You know, is that the one with the guy that was skating?
Oh, yes. When
it's raining.
Yes.
Is that the one with the guy from the guy was, remember that video, that TikTok of the guy on the skateboard? When he was like, is that Dreams?
Possibly. Might be that or Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac.
Everywhere was the one with the little horse, wasn't it? On the free advert.
Yeah, Moonwalking. That's, yes,
not, Cadbury. That's not that one.
Yeah.
Dreams, yeah?
Yeah, Fleetwood it might be Mac. Dreams, yeah. Yeah, by Fleetwood Mac. I prefer the Corrs version, and I will tell you why.
It is that song. It is the one of the of the guy skateboarding, drinking the cranberry juice, because Stevie Nicks, is Stevie Nicks, isn't it? Fleetwood Mac.
Mm.
The fucking bitch fucking tried to go after the guy, saying that basically he owes her money because of the success of all of his TikToks and all that bollocks. Fucking bitch.
Yeah. Well, she definitely went after The Corrs because they covered this song as well. So when this song, The Corrs song, came out in like the late 90s, and I would have been a kid listening to this in the car quite a lot because my parents had The Corrs out.
Oh, The Corrs. C-O-O-R-S.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so you see, C-O-O-R-S. The Irish band.
Didn't I just say O-R-S?
That's the beer, isn't it? Ah, I see.
Yeah.
I see. Carry on.
So I heard this song first when they did it before I heard the Fleetwood Mac version. And the Fleetwood Mac version, if after you've been grown up and listened to the Corrs version, is slower and a bit boring. Whereas the Corrs version has got like a thumping dance track to it. It's got the violins and stuff in it, like all the way through it. And the
is
girls.
The is it an Irish folky sort of sound?
Yes, with a dance track.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The Corrs are great. I love The Corrs.
What else did they sing? I feel like I know someone else they sang.
You're Still the One? No, that was Shania Twain.
Of course.
Sorry.
Why every time I think of Corrs, it goes to Natalie Imbruglia, and I don't know why.
When I think of Corrs, I just think of the beer. I don't even drink. I don't even drink beer.
Corrs Light. Here we go.
I literally just typed Corrs. Literally like the beer as well. Yeah. Oh, Runaway.
Runaway. Yeah. We'll run away.
Yeah.
Keep falling in love. That one though.
Yeah.
So young. We are so young now. We are so young.
I know who he is now. I know the sound.
You know, they're a family band as well, like sisters and a brother that all went on to major chart success. And then they all just went their separate ways and just had families and shit like that. And they reunited in like 2015 for like a one-off album.
Well, fair play to them for being a family band, not being weird like Kings of Leon. Because them fuckers are weird.
Or the Jackson 5. Or the Osmonds.
No. Kings of Leon are worse. There's something about them is just not right. It's just backwards. Not right.
Backwards.
It's not right. It's not right.
But yeah. So that's my very personal reason for The Corrs being number two.
Fair enough.
Fight me.
Fight me. My number two is, it's a bit out there. And I had to check, and I still don't know if I have the person who sang this first. I might get this wrong. But it's Have It All by the Foo Fighters. Apparently, this was sung by Jason Mraz. I feel like it was someone else who sang it. But I definitely don't think it's a Foo Fighters original. And if it is, I don't fucking care. Because I've got others I can use. But I feel like, from what I could find, it was Jason Mraz who sang it first.
I Have It All.
Just Have It All.
Jason Mraz released his in 2018, apparently.
And all I could find was Jason Mraz. Because it's from on the Foo Fighters album. It's a fairly new one.
I think they're different songs.
Well, apparently, according to Google, it's the same song. So,
right, hold on.
I haven't listened to it, by the way. I haven't listened to it.
What? Is there number two? What? You did this on the basis of if Foo Fighters covered Jason Mraz, the Foo Fighters are better than two.
I mean, to be honest, is that a solid reasoning? It's a solid reasoning, isn't it? Come on, let's be honest. All right, what we'll do is we'll put that to one side because I've got others. We'll put that to one side. More importantly, even if they didn't, it's still better than his song, regardless of what it sounds like. It's Jason Mraz. He sucks.
They're two different songs.
Well, guess what? Don't care. So I will sub that out because the next one I had, I was like, no, I'm going to put this in an honorable mention because it's not as good as Foo Fighters. Can come back in. Was Stand By Me by Otis Redding. Benny King did it first. This version is so much better. It's like a jazzy version. It's good.
Okay.
Real good.
Lies.
What do you mean you call lies?
Benny King is best.
Well, guess what? It's a good thing it ain't your fucking list, isn't it?
The list fucked!
Otis.
The list was fucked the moment me and you got 4 and 5 together, okay? The list was fucked from then.
So Otis Redding did the added in the strings part then?
Pretty much, yeah. Jazzed it up a little bit. Besides, whenever I hear the Benny King version, it just reminds me of fucking Timon and Pumbaa singing it. Just reminds me of that.
I'm pretty sure Benny King's Stand By Me was released in the film Stand By Me.
I believe it possibly was. Back when everything made sense.
Yeah.
But the movie Stand By Me came out after the song.
Yeah. So they played the Stand By Me They must have re-released it.
I don't know.
They used the Benny King one.
Maybe they used the original instead of the jazzy version. Yeah. I've not seen Stand By Me, so I can't.
It's more of a sad sort of film, so.
Is it more somber?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? More somber.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. Don't worry. I swallowed the thesaurus.
You're talking about the Stephen King movie, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I've not seen it.
Train!
I don't know what you're talking about. I have not seen it.
So now we're going on to honorable mentions.
You say trains, I just think of I like trains.
I like trains. Honorable mentions, Dave?
Yeah, I've got an honourable mention.
Yeah, I've
got before one. We hit our number one.
Well, yeah. one of mine is "Have It All" by Foo Fighters. That's fantastic. Because no matter what that Jason Mraz song is, it's better than it because it's Foo Fighters. Has it got Dave Grohl in it? Yes. Does that make it instantly fantastic? Yes.
Foo Fighters cover bands do the disco songs for the Bee Gees. That's great.
Yeah, the DGs, wasn't it? Yeah, that's great.
I feel the need to bring them up every time we do a music episode, but
yep.
It's worth bringing
Dave Grohl. Awesome. Dave Grohl is God. Okay. Dave Grohl is music God. Okay.
Yes. Was that your only honorable mention?
No, the other one was Changes, Charles Bradley. Was it Black Sabbath? Wrote the original. Apparently so. I refuse to believe everything I've read now. I don't know what's the truth.
Kenny Osbourne and Ozzy Osbourne, they did.
So you can say that Eminem sampled this.
Yeah, but I don't want that one. I want the Charles Bradley version. That's why I fucking selected it.
Who's Charles Bradley?
It's Charles Bradley. It's almost like Charles Barkley, but it's not. It's Charles Bradley.
Charles Barkley's a basketball player.
One plays basketball, one doesn't. There you go. One bullies Shaq on the daily, one doesn't.
Cracking godsend. All right.
My honourable mention is Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
All right. Yep.
I'm surprised no one had said that so far. Because I didn't know that was a cover.
Yeah. My honourable mention is mainly based on the fact that I don't like the band. Sleepwalking by This Wild Life. The original is done by Bring Me the Horizon.
I thought it was definitely going to say an Oasis song then.
I don't think they did any covers. I don't know anyone that covered Oasis either.
Loads of people have covered Wonderwall.
Yeah.
Anyone could give anyone an acoustic guitar. I'll start.
I'm going to give you an acoustic guitar and I'm going to laugh at you while you struggle.
I could play Wonderwall, even though I can't play a guitar.
You couldn't.
All he has to do is whack the guitar against the wall.
I could.
Milken, because Milken, you can play bass.
Get me damn sick of your stereotypes. Just be as sick as you want. Give me a goddamn bass line. God damn it. Sleepwalking by This Wildlife. I saw this on YouTube, basically. This Wildlife did an acoustic version of the song Sleepwalking by Bring Me the Horizon. Bring Me the Horizon are trash. I don't think they're very good at all.
Bring Me the Horizon.
Fight Liam too. I don't know who they are.
But,
why fight me? I don't like them. What are we all fighting me for?
But Sleepwalking's a decent song in these guys' hands. They made it an acoustic version and took out the screaming and put in like a nice singing voice, Dallas Green-esque from Seeing Color and Alexis on Fire. It's a good song.
Fair enough.
Yeah. That's why it's an honorable mention. Because even though it's probably the song I hate the worst, this would have been my number one, but not many people know it. So I shoved in the honorable
mentions. What about Foo Fighters cover? What about Foo Fighters acoustic version of Everlong? Does that count as a cover?
No, I don't think a band doing acoustic versions of their songs is a cover. No.
Well, I think
I'm putting my foot down there. It's like saying Elton John doing a remade version of Are You Ready for Love is a cover. Or Get That'd a Gospel.
Be great though.
Sun Going Down on Me by Elton John without George Michael.
Or with George Michael. Either way.
Yeah. Well, with George Michael. There's no George Michael now, so.
Hey, it's Christmas time.
He's coming.
We show our respects to George Michael.
Oh, we will. Trust me. I'm going to absolutely just blast Last Christmas constantly. Love that song.
Yeah, same. All right, then. We're on to our number ones then.
Number one.
Number Juan. Numero uno.
Should I go back to being first?
If you must.
Yeah, I want to hear. I want Mitchell to go last. Anticipation. Okay. So, my number one is "The Man Who Sold the World" by Nirvana, the live version on MTV Unplugged. The original was done by David Bowie. I don't like the Bowie song.
Is that the one where the guitarist froze?
That's a rare one from Liam.
We'll try that again. Was that the one where the guitarist throws the guitar up in the air and it smashes on the head? Is that performance or is that a different one? Different performance?
MTV Unplugged was MTV's version of like a stripped down acoustic set kind of thing.
And is that like Radio One's
Live Lounge. In a way, yes, but they don't like just cover like a hit song at a time. They normally play.
To be fair, Live Lounge is a banging covers on there. There are some real good covers on Live Lounge.
Arctic Monkeys Love Machine's a good one on there.
I can't remember that. I haven't gone back. I think who was on there? I think Plan B was on there and did a cover of something once. It was great.
Ed Sheeran done a couple of covers on there. It's quite
Ed Sheeran good. Ed Sheeran could sing anything.
Yeah, he did "Wish You Were Here" at the Olympics. I remember that was pretty good by Pink Floyd. But anyway, Nirvana. Yeah, the MTV Unplugged thing was basically like an acoustic set. They were just like all had like the quieter version of their kind of instruments and were just playing like a lot of their early hits. And they also did this cover of David Bowie's "The Man Who Sold the World." It's pretty famous from that performance as a good song. And Kurt Cobain died not too long after they did that performance as well.
He painted the wall red.
There you go. Oh. Keeping the respect. Haagen-Dazs.
I don't like Bowie. Not a fan.
I like Bowie.
Not a fan.
Was it?
He's dead now, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, fuck.
Space Odyssey's good song.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I think a lot of Bowie's songs are trash.
Let's dance,
get on the floor.
That's probably one of the only ones I like.
Craig
David.
Yeah, it's proper. I'm surprised no one's picked the Mick Jagger David Bowie song "Dancing on the Street."
Fucking hell!
That
video is one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
The best part about it is they used the whole video on Family Guy.
Yes, I remember that they did.
Yeah,
that was horrifying.
And it was part of the music video tournament that we did, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was great. That was good. Go check that video. Go check it out. That was great.
Yeah, I feel like 90s music video would probably be my next one.
Oof. Could do a Christmas music videos.
Mitch.
Mitch. Yeah, last Christmas is going to win. Last Christmas is going to win. What's going to beat last Christmas? Nothing. I don't know. If you did Bo Selecta, proper Crimbo, that'd be up there. That's a fucking great video. Get cancelled now, but...
So, Liam, what's your number one?
My number one is Whiskey in the Jar by Metallica. I fucking love this song. The one is originally sung by the Dubliners, and they can suck arse cheeks because their song sucked. Metallica, mate.
It was originally done by Thin Lizzy.
Well, it says the Dubliners on mine, so fuck Thin Lizzy. Oh. Fuck the Dubliners. Fuck that fat Georgie Cordell they hang around with.
Well, if Thin Lizzy covered the Dubliners, then there you go. Then Thin Lizzy's also number one.
No, because Metallica's version is better.
It's specifically Metallica. The Metallica one, yeah.
Yeah, specifically that. I remember hearing it for the first time. I was like, it's great. And my dad was like, that's a cover. And I listened to the original one. I was like, that sucks. Don't ever show me that again. That's fucking terrible. Bump the Metallica one. I mean, it's Metallica. You can't really go wrong.
Yeah.
They've been around for...
They're bangs in there.
Probably longer than I've been alive. So, you can't go wrong. You can go wrong with a bit of Metallica.
I believe the guitarist from Metallica was a big fan of Thin Lizzy. And when Metallica...
I did see something about Thin Lizzy when I was reading it, but I didn't read too much. It was something like a tribute.
Yeah, because when Metallica had a bus crash while they were in Europe and their guitarist died, they released that song as like tribute kind of thing to him. Because he was a massive Thin Lizzy song.
Thin Lizzy are an English band, aren't they?
Yep, they did Boys Are Back in Town. Boys Are Back in Town. And Jailbreak. That's a good song as well.
That one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. There you go, Whiskey and Jaw.
Nice.
Fair enough. Nice.
And we leave it up to Mitchell.
I dread to think what this is.
Anticipation. There hasn't been a 90s boy band. There hasn't been a cartoon.
There is now. I guarantee it's one of them too.
Here we go.
It's one of them too.
My number one is Doris Day.
Ooh.
I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. Fuck you.
Come on, troll.
I mean, I don't know why you're saying fuck me, because your list, mate, you're the one who looks like a wanker, not me. Oh, it surely proves that I am living in your head rent free.
Well, it also proves that's what it means. I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles is actually from an American Broadway musical from the 1980s.
But I knew it was anyway. It wasn't a secret.
Doris Day's version is really good. She's like, do you know, like, That's Amore. It sounds a bit like that.
Enzo Amore.
No.
We all really know that's good. Not the best version. The best version is when I'm singing it, so.
Doris Day's better singer.
I'll put money on it being...
Is Doris Day alive right now? Or is she dead?
Probably dead.
1-0 to her.
I mean, I'm surprised that Mitchell didn't go for what we suggested.
You're telling me that you didn't think about one 90s boy band or not even Bob the Builder doing Mambo Number 5?
I didn't think about doing any cartoon one.
Or Crazy Frog doing Axel F.
No. We should have done. Me and you should have put them in.
I would fly doing Don't Stop Me Now.
I was thinking about doing a Boys Own one, but I was like, nah.
Which one?
Any of them, they're all covered.
We were expecting your number five to be Boyzone. Number four, Boyzone. Number three, Boyzone. Number two, Bob the Builder. Number one, Boyzone.
Westlife Mandy. I thought that would come up.
We thought you'd have a bit of Westlife.
Uptown Girl, Westlife.
Yeah.
No, because the Billy Joel version is better.
Yeah.
Barry I don't Manilow, know, because in the Westlife Barry version, in the music video, they say put Bob the Builder on. Any requests?
The multiverse of covers.
I knew there would be no way that Bob the Builder Mambo Number 5 was going to make in this list, because there's no way that anything beats the original.
It doesn't.
That's a good point, actually.
What?
Oh, God.
Yes, but... all right.
Anticlimactic.
No. You, mate, I mean...
Yeah, but I'm happy with my list.
I have... At first, I thought you were joking about I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. It was just going to be a troll. And then you're going to say your actual answer. But okay. He's already going there. What's the version that West Ham fans sing?
It's exactly the same one.
It's the same version. They just don't sing it the same way.
They don't put the extra verse on. They just sing the chorus and that's it.
Do they? What about the when Upton Park shut and they had that band? Ain't that a thing?
That's a terrible version. Please don't tell me. Please don't
tell me.
West Ham.
No, to be honest,
it's so bad.
I was listening to the Doris Day version, I was half expecting at the end of a bit of Pretty Bubbles in the Air.
United.
I was half expecting her to shout United.
United.
I was gonna say, oh fuck, I can't use that, but no, she didn't.
In the musical.
Yeah, I already knew it was from an American musical.
The musical was about, it's called The Passing Show.
You're thinking about the song, Cockney Rejects.
Yeah,
Because You'll Never Walk Alone is from a musical as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also used by three separate teams, too.
What, You'll Never Walk Alone?
Mm-hmm. Do you know the three?
No, not really. Don't care.
Liverpool, obviously.
Celtic,
yes. There's one more.
And Dortmund.
Bazinga. The trifecta.
Like I said, don't care. Don't know.
Don't care.
Carousel. That's what You'll Never Walk Alone is from. Rodgers Hammerstein.
1945. Oh. Right.
Yeah. Didn't it have Jerry and the Pacemakers?
Didn't they adopt that song after the Hillsborough disaster?
No, I think they sung it before.
No, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
I would say let's ask a Liverpool fan, but we don't know many that know much about their own club.
They're all plastic fans down here.
Plastic.
Anyone that's a Liverpool fan that's not from Liverpool, plastic.
Plastic.
There we go.
Anyone who watches... We've
angered people now.
it's like any Man United fan who's from London, plastic.
Anyway, wrap us up. That's the top five list.
That's top five. Top five. It's questionable ones in there, to be honest. Stand by Foo Fighters. Anything Foo Fighters do are great. Stand by. If you want to argue, you're wrong. So take your opinion and stick it up your ass. You can find the previous top fives, the previous music episodes, and all other episodes on all podcasting platforms. Don't forget to use our government name to find us, to single us out. It is Wait What, a Trio of Nonsense. You can find us on X and on Instagram at Wait What Pod Trio, TikTok at the Wait What Podcast, and on YouTube, Wait What Podcast.
Peace out, guys. Keep on trucking.
Peace. 2 3